Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, normally I welcome you to the show, but instead we're going to ask the questions that matter from the mind of Corey Majors. Do you ever think that you type in the right password and the computer is just messing with you? Because my answer immediately was yes.
Yeah, I haven't been able to type my password in correctly this morning. It's a long password, lots of caps. I use caps lock instead of shift. How many other people out there do use caps locks instead of shift?
Me.
Like to know. I also am one, so that's two. But sometimes I think that the computer, you go to type your password in, and it's like, that was the right one. But we're just going to F
yes!
you just a little bit.
Look!
Just to see how nuts we can drive
I
you.
Think that computer goes... Hey, 00110, watch this. And it just laughs at you because you put in the right password, but it's not going to help you out.
They're sitting there making bets with other computers, and they're like, I will give you some Bitcoin. You can have more Bitcoin today.
Exactly.
Computers.
Alec, do you prefer this brand of humor today or the Flintstones joke that I told you?
No. That's all I got to say. No.
Fine. Would you rather talk about the Rangers game?
Well, I'm trying to avoid all of this, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's all negative to me.
It's not my fault we didn't complete the comeback.
Well,
we're getting that hole to begin with.
For the people that are that texted in during crosstalk and said, wait, it's not landline. Yeah, it's local area network. So it's just LAN. So that is something that, and wide area network for WAN, which is Wi-Fi, essentially.
What was that other one?
WAN. LAN and WAN.
Huh. Okay. Well, we did our best, but unfortunately, we have to talk about it.
Dude.
Do you want me to play a positive highlight to pretend like maybe we won the game? All right. Here's the comeback. Go ahead and give me cut number 5. Let's pretend like this comeback continued.
The pitch to Adolis, swung on, ground ball right side, it's a base hit. Josh Young will score, it's 6-5. Racing around to third is Osuna. And the Rangers have runners at the corners with two outs, down by one, and Cody Freeman coming to the plate.
Now, this game was pretty wild, and I really thought that you were going to make the comeback all the way back. And the fact that I'm pretty sure you did all of that with two outs.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
That was a two-out rally,
Actually,
it looked like it was going to be a 1-2-3 inning.
Yes, and it's terribly impressive, and it kind of goes along with the idea that prior to this Astros series, we talked about what an incredible 20-game stretch the Rangers had been on. And in that 20 games, you had seen 5 games from Corey Seager, 0 appearances from Marcus Semien, 10 from Adolis Garcia, 0 from Evan Carter, 0 from Nathan Eovaldi, and they just kept punching back. And I know, like, during crosstalk, Bobby asked the question, Sean asked the question, was last night the end of the road? I'm not going to say it was the end of the road, because one good thing about all of this along the way is that because you surged and won so many games, you put yourself in a position where you weren't only tailing after the Astros and the Mariners. And in fact, now the Red Sox are the one who have the last wild card. But the fact that this is the first time in the past month that you've lost three in a row, Cleveland's been on fire, they have now passed you in the wild card, it does kind of feel like the walls are crumbling around the Rangers at a time when you were hoping that they were really going to take this thing over. I mean, look, it's impossible for me to not think about it, and I know we're not there. If you would have won these two games against the Astros, y'all would be tied right now.
Yep.
And instead, you found yourself in a really tough situation. I'm going to go ahead and say tonight is the last stand, and you get your one more shot against the Astros. And if you end up getting swept, then I will concede that's probably the end. But last night's game was so painful most of the night, because obviously you fell behind and then it just kept building, building, building. And I will admit, I thought 6-0 was an impossible deficit for this offense to come back from. And they almost did it, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, and the fact that the Mariners are on their torrential tear doesn't make me feel any better, Kevin, because you kept telling me to have faith that the Mariners would just fall apart. I do. I'll wait. I'll wait for it to all fall apart.
By the way, and we'll get to this in Nuggets, last night the Mariners had a combination of unbelievable plays and statistics that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, they might actually be contenders.
Well, they'll lose in the first round. Yeah, that will be the new version of it. But yeah, they're playing incredible right now.
And somebody said, I think Corey may have fibbed. He said he gave up on the 16th, but he talked about how close we were an awful lot. Or was I talking about how far away 1.5 games is? I think that's the reality. I wasn't talking about how close we were. I was talking about how the distance between us felt like an eternity. Now that we're 3.5 out, dude, we can make that up quick. It's just getting back to 1.5 is going to, once we get there, that's going to be the struggle to get over the top. Don't worry about that. It's a reality that you have to face. But last night, Kevin, I got home from my son's football game, and I was keeping track, and it was 6-0. You know, I was looking 1-0, 2-0, 3. Oh my gosh, dude, this is going to be a tough night for the Rangers again. And are they just swinging away at everything early again? And they
were. Tough night for Merrill Kelly, too.
And then that's two now. This last start that he had, didn't he give up two leadoff home runs or a back-to-back leadoff home run? And then whenever I got home, I have to go pick up Carter from the school because they go drop him off at the school. Get in the car. Oh my gosh. We're mounting a comeback. I left. Right. It was 6-1. I got home and it was 6-5. Right. And I was like, do I stay in the car? No, I ran inside to watch what ultimately happened, Kevin. And then they couldn't get anything in the bottom of the ninth. The top of the ninth. Abreu was fantastic against them.
It definitely felt like the previous surge was their last stand. And unfortunately, with Merrill Kelly, you had won his last four starts. And so there's a lot of confidence going into this game. You know, Dallas Morning News had kind of three bullet points that would decide if the Rangers would not stay in the playoff race, but actually make the playoffs. And one of them you see straight away. Can they handle their business? Now, this is not only about the Astros, although the answer to that would be no, but you've got the Marlins and the Twins. And I understand people are going to say, if you can run the table against both of those, that could change a lot of things. And that's true. That could change a lot of things. But you have a head-to-head matchup right now with one of the teams that you were chasing, and you're falling behind. Now, I realize the Astros are going to play the Mariners, and if you can win, you can make up some ground there. But the fact that you have lost ground these last 2 days, not only to the Astros, but to the Guardians, and that's tough to overcome.
Kevin, that could be the big factor here. Let's say you do have a couple of good moments against Miami and Minnesota. Finish off here against Houston. let the Astros and the Mariners do their thing, figure that out. That last series against Cleveland could be a playoff environment.
No, absolutely.
And maybe you don't get in, but you get that experience of it right there at the end, which is good for these young players. Like, it is good for those Osunas. Dude, he had some really nice moments last night late in that game where I was like, he had some pitches that he swung at that I was like, he's doing a great job battling up there. I really appreciated that. But that last series could be a playoff environment with both teams vying for that final spot or, you know, something else, some other form of it, while all of baseball's benefiting. So, Kevin, here we are kind of stressing about it, and you still have this really good opportunity for intense baseball action at the end of September.
I can't rule that out with the way the Red Sox have been kind of puttering along. The Guardians, I guess outside of Seattle, have probably been the hottest team in baseball. And up until these three games, the Rangers were probably right there as the hottest team in baseball. So I would love a scenario where Boston continues to falter or Houston goes back and falls and it's Cleveland and Texas playing that last series to essentially decide who is going to go to the playoffs. But a couple of these other things of note. Can the star hitters for the Rangers perform like star hitters?
Who are the star hitters for the Rangers right now, Kevin?
Because, I mean, I think this article described it, and you can agree or disagree, because right now, obviously, I would be like, I don't know. I would probably say that Freeman and Hellman are your star hitters. But I realize they more appropriately mean probably Langford, I'm sure Peterson, and Adolis. So
when was the last time Wyatt had a home run?
I'm not sure. So for
September 1st.
Okay. And he had a big gap at another point not too long before that as well. And so for Adolis Garcia, he did not get the start. They went with Hellman, and then eventually Adolis Garcia came in. He got a pinch hit. Jock Peterson, he had a hit yesterday, but then Wyatt Langford, to your point, I know he got a walk, but also had a couple of strikeouts, a key strikeout along the way, and went 0-for-4. And I think they mean more long-term down the stretch, but those are the hitters that you're going to be looking at, because Josh Young has struggled as well, even with a clutch home run the other day. No Corey Seager, no Marcus Semien. Adolis Garcia came back and immediately went 0-for-8 before last night, and he got the pinch hit. Those are the people that you're going to need to step up. And then can the bullpen continue to hold up? I think if you are looking at it from this perspective, the bullpen held up just fine yesterday. Did they have more walks than you would hope? Probably. But they held up just fine. It's just, unfortunately, and I would not have anticipated this, Merrill Kelly got run, man. I know he pitched like technically three innings, but he was out there in the fourth inning and it was just continually falling apart. I realize that the runner for Houston breaking from first moved the second baseman out of position at one point for a play that you would have hoped they would have made. And if that runner would not have been on a hit and run, that could have been a double play. But guess what? You know, that's not what happened. And you ended up giving more runs. And that was the end of the day for Merrill Kelly.
In the last two games, he's given up 19 hits.
Oof. But like the last one you could live with just because he didn't get torched for runs.
He went
right?
5 2/3, gave up 3 runs.
Yeah.
But 19 hits, which that tells me that teams are seeing him better.
Yeah.
And like, again, he doesn't have dominant fastball stuff. Like, he's not that guy. But he pitches really smartly, and I know, you know, we made trades for him because we were like, hey, our arms are worn out. Well, that dude's been pitching all season too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's at a point now or maybe he just doesn't see this really has that chance. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go out there and do my job, but I'm not pitching at that same high level. I don't know. I don't know exactly where it stands, or maybe Houston's just a bad matchup for him. Maybe that's the possibility. Milwaukee knew him, you know, because they faced him plenty of times.
Look, you got 10 games left, and we're to the point of the season where I'm not going to give up just because you never know what could happen. But if they lose again tonight to Houston, I will understand, especially with DeGrom going out there, I will understand everyone's concern that it's over. I understand people's concern that it's already over. There's only 10 games left. Might as well just stick with it. But a loss tonight does really feel like it would be backbreaking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's scout the Chicago Bears right here in The Fan.
The Doomsday in motion. First and goal. Fake toss. Williams looking end zone. Throws. Touchdown. Second of the game for Odunze.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's start our scouting report of the Chicago Bears. But also, if you have more Texas Rangers thoughts, definitely want to hear them. 877-881-1053. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney. Text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. I know some focus has gone on Wyatt Langford. One of the things that we discussed is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
He had an incredible August. You would love to see him replicate the September he had from last year when he was the AL Player of the Month. Unfortunately, it has been far from that as he is hitting 180 with an OPS of 673. So when you talk about some of your star players needing to step up, I don't know if people consider him a star yet, but we all hope he's going to be a star. And so, yeah, Wyatt Langford is on that list of people who need to step up.
Still waiting for just... It's a different level of consistency at that stage. That's what, you know, we know the flash of when he connects with one, does it sound like the natural? Yeah. And when he connects with one, does it go far and hard? Yes. I need to see it more often, more consistently.
You know what? And when you say more consistently, one of the issues about that, and we can bring in the Cowboys since we're going to be previewing the Bears as well, is it's easy to look at like the overall stats and try to make some sort of bold statement that is maybe not reflective of what's actually happening in the game. So like right now, Wyatt Langford has a WAR of 5.2. I think going into the season, people would have been like, oh, yeah, no,
I'll take 5.2.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take it. But you're in the midst of a playoff race, and while he was one of the people that absolutely carried you into and brought you back into the playoff race in August, where has he been in September? It's the same thing. ESPN is like, oh, is maybe Dak Prescott playing the best football in the NFL? I think that's an absurd question. I realize that they have absurd Cowboys questions all of the time. But look back at the games. Don't look at the overall stats. How do you think he played in the second half against the Eagles? How do you think he played early in the game against the Giants. There's only been two games, and if you can find gaping holes in which he hasn't played really well, I'm not going to say that he's playing the best. Now, he totally did stuff to redeem a lot of that in the fourth quarter and overtime against the Giants, but I don't think you can go, well, if you take out the third and fourth quarters against the Eagles and the first quarter against the Giants, yeah, he's the best. There's only been 8.5 quarters.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Wow. What a surprise. Kevin hates Dak.
Okay. I don't understand why just saying things that are true equal that. But let's focus on the Bears. I'm going to tell you good news.
Which side of the ball for the Bears is the most important?
I mean, you got to think it's their defense, right? After what happened last week.
Their defense is 31st in the league.
That makes sense.
They are a bad defense. And obviously, Chicago... or Detroit obliterating them.
Yes.
They had extra motivation. They wanted to stick it to Ben Johnson. I think that team, Dan Campbell, not friendly. Maybe, sure. Hey, I like you, Ben, but I'm gonna torch you.
Well, and the other
and
thing.
And plus, they had just lost, so they wanted to, they definitely wanted to torch their opponent.
And then for the Bears defense, they were in control of that Minnesota game, and then they made J.J. McCarthy look good when he's clearly not. We'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. I've got some numbers for you on that, but here's the good news for the Bears. And then there's a lot of other news. The Bears have scored a touchdown on their first possession in both games. Thus ends the positive portion of my discussion about the Bears that doesn't include Rome Odunze. Because if you want to talk about him, obviously he has been phenomenal to start the season. But the Bears have several other problems. You would like to start in the defense, yes?
Yeah, I think the defense is definitely the key for what this team is lacking at the moment. I think there's some offensive problems too, but their defense has gotten torched.
So I'm guessing this is not something we would have guessed at the beginning of the year. The Bears' lone turnover force thus far was courtesy of a pick six from Nashawn Wright.
Let's go.
He had a 74-yard return on the pick six. Other than that, the team has really struggled defensively. They had the fourth quarter collapse against Minnesota, and they haven't gotten a lot of pressure on the quarterback, specifically in like these last five quarters. They had four quarterback hits against Detroit, but no sacks. And the pressures they got realistically felt like it was when the game was over. And that's a tough thing about just looking at the numbers for the Bears in these first two games. Some of them are kind of stilted by the fact that that game pretty much felt like it was over.
They have the second lowest overall defensive grade in the NFL, according to PFF.
Oof.
They have the lowest coverage grade by far. Like, it's 10 points lower than anybody else when it comes to their coverage. Their pressure's moderate. It's fine. But they don't have anything that's green right now. Their special teams. Their special teams green, but it's not a dark green. It's like a light green.
Believe it or not, I was prepared for this. Torrey Taylor has registered a 53-yard average with a 48.3 net average on punts. So, you know what? That was unfair. That is another positive sign for the Bears.
Yeah. But their defense is in, it's just on skates right now, man.
And I did, if you want to just look at the overall picture of the stats, Tremaine Edwards for the Bears, he had an 11-yard tackle for a loss. It got him up to 800 tackles for his career. One of just 12 active players with that many career tackles. So that is a positive. But then you immediately go over to the flip side. Cornerback Jalen Johnson is out with a groin injury. So at a time when the Bears defense has struggled a lot like the Cowboys defense, losing those key players for the Cowboys, whether it's Deron Bland, who Steven told us on Monday would be a long putt to play in this game. And then for the Bears, they've got Jalen Johnson, who's out with a groin injury. So if you are the respective quarterbacks, I would imagine you'd probably be kind of excited about this match.
Yeah, probably. It does seem like one that you feel like you can feast upon. But Kevin hasn't... It feels like the Cowboys are running the football effectively. It feels like they are committed to the run. You can see it. They don't just run for the sake of running. They're actually running with some purpose. It feels like
sure.
that. But then you also feel like Dak is throwing the ball a lot. And that's they're saying, hey, we're putting the ball in his hands in big moments. He's the $60 million man. He, like, we rely on him to carry this thing. But doesn't it feel like that in this game, they're going to try to still go for balance in the offense, and not just because we see that matchup in the secondary, we still are going to run the ball. That's just what I feel with Schottenheimer's game, the way I've seen it being called so far, is it feels pretty balanced.
From the 940, I have big concerns about Caleb Williams using his legs against
you
us.
You should.
All right, so let's go to Caleb Williams. Once again, the overall stat picture might say that he's been meh. But Ben Johnson was quick to point out that he felt like Caleb Williams made a considerable improvement in game two, especially going through his reads. Now, if you think this is just coach speak, I did appreciate what Ben Johnson added in there. And one of the things that he goes is there's still a handful of throws we would have wanted to have back. So it wasn't just like a glowing portrayal of, man, Caleb's the man. He was honest about it, and he saw progress in, ironically enough, Caleb's progression.
That's good that he saw some progress in that. I think he's going to see more progress this week against the Cowboys. I just do.
That is tough to argue against.
Yeah, and was it Nick Eatman we heard this morning? And he said he thinks that Kyer Elam and Diggs, this defense doesn't suit them well. And we're both kind of like,
especially with Diggs, yeah.
We both went, well, I mean, that's pretty obvious at this point, but what are you going to do? This is the personnel you have, and this is the coordinator they've hired to come fix the defense for the foreseeable future. I don't think this is a one-year stopgap. I just don't think that that's going to be the case. So what are you going to do there? I think Caleb Williams, Kevin, the talent, the arm talent's there, the decision making and how he goes about leading a team has always been the question. Even whenever he was at OU, that was part of the question.
Right.
You know, and the way he left, I still hated too. Like, I didn't love the way that him and his coach just bailed on a team like that. I didn't think it showed great leadership. And then from there on, it continued to build. But his arm talent's there. He just has to say, I don't always have to make the 60-yard big play. I have to learn how to make these other throws in order to set up for something like that. And that's not where he is yet mentally in the game.
Now, the good news is early on, it looks like he has a receiver that is really set to continue to stand out. And again, I know it's just been two games, but if you look at Adunze, he already has the same number of receiving touchdowns that he did last year. So clearly that is a potentially big step.
They didn't know how to use him last year.
They
had Keenan Allen. They tried to make DJ Moore the focal point. DeAndre Swift eventually picked it up. But they didn't know how to use Adunze last year. And I thought this year was going to be his breakout year simply because of the offensive coordinator. But I also thought DJ Moore was going to get more of a St. Brown usage.
Right.
And it looks like Odunze is getting the St. Brown usage right now.
And so the three touchdown catches through two games, that's the most a Bears receiver's had since Brandon Marshall in 2014. So we haven't seen this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Level of wide receiver production for the Bears in more than a decade. And I don't know if you like this website or not. At times it can be homer-ish per team. But Clutch Points says that they think Odunze is going to go off on the Cowboys as well, with Caleb throwing for 300 yards and three touchdowns, with one of those going to Rome. And if you just saw the secondary make Russell Wilson look like a no-brainer Hall of Famer once again, that does kind of feel like it's tough to argue against.
The Luther Burden experiment, I'm very interested to see that thing.
Man, I got a rookie card of him that's parallel number to like 20, so I'm also curious.
Three
I'm
targets.
You are curious for different reasons.
Three targets, two receptions, 2 yards. And yeah. I'm thinking, Kevin, you want more out of that rookie card.
Yeah, no, I will wait for that to happen future games. If we could continue that exact same lack of targets, lack of catches, and lack of yardage, I would be completely fine with
that. How have you felt then? Because I think that DeAndre Swift is a reasonable running back. Monogamy is an interesting running back to have too. Having DeAndre Swift last year, I got the points I needed fantasy-wise out of him, and that was a thumbs up for me. But there were times when he was not effective at all. How do you feel the Cowboys' defensive front has done stopping the run, and do you feel like this is going to be one of those games where they just force him out of even thinking about running the ball?
I'm not trying to set people on fire, but I think the Cowboys' run defense has done shockingly well. So
I'm
far,
sorry, what?
Shockingly well.
Just considering what we expected.
Exactly. Exactly.
You always got to set the standard of what was your expectation first.
That's fair.
And that's why I'm shocked.
Then I'll set this really clearly. I had very low expectations for the Cowboys run defense. And by golly, if I don't think they've been at least mediocre. All right. And so does that make sense, Alec? Like you see what I'm saying, right?
I love it.
I'm baffled.
Okay. It's only been two games, but I believe their per carry average given up is down 0.7 yards. That is a huge drop. And again, you'll be like, it's two games. And so Swift goes off and they really end up giving up a lot. Well, then those statistics can fall back to, unfortunately, right where some people thought they would be. But DeAndre Swift is a tricky one early this season because not particularly effective against Minnesota. But then you go back to the Detroit game. Guess what? If you're losing by 8,000 points, you're not really going to be running the ball a whole lot. So I think this will be a very interesting game to see how he continues to define himself for the season. And I'm sure we'll talk about this again, but you know that loss to the Lions is the biggest loss all season. And for people who are like, well, the Bears are going to want to be back out there and avenge it. Like, I get all of that, but this would be the second time in 3 years they've started out 0-3. Mm. So I don't want to pretend like this is already some foreign territory for the Bears. Unfortunately, they have been in this position before, and I will go in the rest of the week thinking that if you don't win this game, I don't think the Bears are as bad as the Giants by any stretch of the imagination, but the beginning of your schedule is soft. This is a game that the Cowboys need to win if you have honest to goodness hopes for them to do something this season.
Yeah, you're supposed to beat the bad teams. And this is one of those that you should be. Now, I don't care how you beat the bad teams, because you're not a great team. I can't even say you're a good team right now. You are a developing team is what I will, what they've said and what I will agree with based on what I'm watching. You have lots of players out there that are developmental. A lot of players out there that are still learning the system because Kevin, we were playing with a 7-iron during the preseason. So, you're like, what are we going to do? What could we have done to prepare for the first part of the season? So I think you're still a developing team, but I think you have the talent to be a really good team by the end of the season. So you need to be beating the bad teams during this stretch because later down the road, your tests are going to get a lot harder.
And I want to just circle back around because I've seen some people bring up the CeeDee Lamb drops in the game against the Eagles. I'm totally with you. And you were on pace to, at least score some points on that drive, but you did score 0 points in the second half. By no means did I say that Dak is not playing well this season. I told you for a bulk of the Giants game, I thought he played better in the Eagles game. But the idea that he's playing the best through 2 weeks, I think is silly.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Hey, guess what? The best players in the league are playing the best. But also your first chance of the day in our show to win the Cowboys Ultimate Fan Giveaway.
No way!
All of it next on The Fan.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and a high drive well hit to left field. Going back is Sanchez. That ball is history. Cody Freeman puts one in the Crawford boxes. His third home run. And the Rangers are on the board. It's Houston 6 and Texas 1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. If that didn't scare you off, here's your chance to win a one-of-a-kind experience, the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang, presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest are going to enjoy game day inside the Star on the very seats where the team breaks down plays and talks strategy. You're going to be joined by cheerleaders, former Cowboys player, Whataburger to eat, caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053. And if you don't win this time, don't worry. Your next chance to win will be between 1 and 1:15 today on our very show. Now, it's time, courtesy of Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, for some Baseball Nuggets.
Kevin, I think we need to address something.
Oh, okay. It's about the Mariners.
I frequently observe, hey, YouTubers, I'm watching you. I just don't have, a login, and therefore I don't respond a lot, but I do watch you.
Okay? Is that because you log in as Choppy and they don't believe it's
I'm
you?
Logged in as Choppy on the Twitch.
Ah.
Because I don't remember my login for Twitch either, and every time I try and find it, it's like, never mind, it's a long story. But Troy Ferg 15 said, wait, is Bassett gone?
That was more than 6 months ago.
Troy Ferg also did add, sorry, I've been away for a bit. And which Swaggy Booties, always an expert for the station. Yeah, Kevin fired Mike.
Not true.
Troy Ferg 15 then said, I knew it.
That is not true. I talk to Mike all the time. Why would he still talk to me if I fired him?
I mean, I'm sure you can fire somebody and they still would talk to you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I feel like that's happened before.
You talk to the people that ever fired you? Did you ever get fired? I never talked to the Blockbuster people that fired me. Although I saw their point.
Nah, F them kids.
Okay, so no, Mike did not get fired. He went to become the Rangers broadcaster. You could hear him on the TV call last night despairingly when the Rangers had fallen down 6-0.
He's doing a great job.
He really is.
He's doing a wonderful job. We're very proud of him. Basically, you can give all of the good work that he's doing on TV, you can give all the credit to us for training him.
Great.
To be, correct, politically correct, not politics correct. Mm. But you know how he's walking a straight line for TV? Mm-hmm. Did he ever walk that straight line for us?
No.
Towards the end, he definitely did not.
All right. But so the three probably standout players of the season so far, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, and Shohei Ohtani. Does that feel like a fair fair breakdown?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All right. So for Aaron Judge, yesterday played right field again. That's a significant development for the Yankees because that is the first time he has played consecutive nights in right field since he suffered that elbow flexor strain in July. So it's been almost 2 months. They're getting him back out on the field, obviously, to, well, make sure you lock up your playoff spot and continue to prep for the postseason. Another person I could probably throw in there.
Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber is not in this conversation, but he's one of those people. Tarek Skubal. Skubal is on track to start tomorrow. I know there was some concern after he felt tightness in his left side in his previous start, but he has been adamant that it was just a brief issue. He had his regular bullpen on Monday. He said no issues, so he should be good to go for Thursday. Now, let's get to the Mariners and to Shohei Ohtani. Who would you prefer first?
Let's go with the Mariners.
All right.
They're in the way.
Look, man, yesterday was an amazing day for the Seattle Mariners. I hate to say that, but it's true. They ended the game with a ball hit towards J.P. Crawford. And J.P. Crawford made a diving catch to keep the ball in the infield. Crawford then made the quick decision to flip the ball to the second baseman, even though the play was at first, because he knew there's no way I'm going to get the runner out. And so he throws it to Crawford, who then fires it to first base for the out. It was incredible. Now, it was 12-5, and if the ball would have gone through, it would have probably been fine. But still, that play was badass.
Dude, I know we're talking about Seattle, just revisiting last night's game. Had that Jonah Heim hit in the ninth inning, Smith goes in and makes the I don't even know how he stopped it, honestly. It was a risky, risky play. That would have changed the entire game last night. That's the difference when you have great defense. When you make great defensive plays, like you have better games because of it. Rangers, unfortunately, just haven't had the offense to go with it. That was an awesome play last night, though.
Now, the Mariners made dual history yesterday. Let's start with Dominic Canzone. He became the second player in Mariners history to have 5 hits, including 3 home runs in a game.
Really?
Can you imagine
Griffey
doing that? Ooh, I actually don't know the other player, but that probably makes a lot.
Boone.
Let's say yes. Can you imagine doing that in a game and being overshadowed by your own teammate? So Canzone, second player in Mariners history, 5 hits in a game, including 3 home runs. But it gets overshadowed by Cal Raleigh, who hit 2 home runs to break Mickey Mantle's record for most home runs by a switch hitter in a season, and Ty Ken Griffey Jr. Can you imagine, for the most in Mariners history, can you imagine a game in which your home run prowess surpasses Mickey Mantle and ties Ken Griffey Jr.? That is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a plaque for that or something, but that's one of those where you're getting high fives and beers after that game.
I'm going to ask the question one more time. And I know advanced statistic people are going to get super mad at me, so I'm just asking the question.
Who did you vote for?
Cal Raleigh has an OPS that's like, I don't know, 175 points lower than Aaron Judge. I accept that. I understand that. He's also going to break Griffey's, one would assume, record for most home runs with the Mariners, has the most home runs ever for a catcher, the most home runs ever for a switch hitter, surpassing Mickey Mantle. It looks more and more like he's going to lead his team to a division victory and the playoffs, and he plays catcher and voter fatigue.
He should win MVP. I know you can go, oh, OPS, and you can look at that number.
It's Aaron Judge's OPS is way better.
It's an insane number. He doesn't have to stand behind home plate and catch for 9 innings and do it as the number one catcher, catching the majority of the games.
By the way, and Aaron Judge has played a lot of DH because of that injury.
Like, this is, I I would say that I think he deserves all that. Again, like you just pointed out, the way he's helped guide this team to it. Because how many big moments in late in the game has he been the one to step up and hit a home run to help them win that game too? So everything that he's doing for that team, he's their MVP. And I think that that carries over to what he deserves for the season too.
Alec, you'd mentioned, I can't remember if it was in this same context, but a while back you'd mentioned voter fatigue. The betting odds will still tell you it's Judge's award to win. But what do you think about the idea that maybe this vote's going to be a lot closer than people think, or maybe Cal Raleigh can take it down?
I think it will be closer than people think, and I think that Raleigh still does have a chance because of Judge's injury in the middle of the season, missing a little bit of time. And then when you start getting those accolades and those records broken where your name starts popping up with the all-time greats, I think that's what gets people's attention more so than the number itself. It's that, hey, this hasn't been done since X great player. Yeah. And it's like, okay, maybe we need to, you know, go ahead and award this guy for some of the things he's been doing.
He has 14 stolen bases, too, as a catcher.
That might actually be the most surprising stat you'll hear all day.
14 stolen bases as a catcher. Does that lead all catchers? Kevin, that leads all catchers.
By 13?
By two.
Just kidding.
But that's the most. But yeah, like Jonah Heim has three.
All right.
Higashioka, guess how many he has?
Two.
Three.
Okay. So one more thing for you. Shohei Ohtani. This is another situation.
He plays baseball.
Where you walk into the clubhouse and you're like, I don't want to hear it. Shohei Ohtani was a starting pitcher. He threw five innings of no-hit baseball. He also hit a home run, his 50th of the season. And his team lost 9-6.
What?
As the bullpen imploded once again.
For five innings,
yes.
Nobody scored.
Correct.
And then after that, they scored nine runs.
Correct.
That's unacceptable.
Their bullpen is really struggling. And he helped. Not only did he keep them scoreless, he helped them get the lead with his home run. And
Do you think that he walked in there and said anything? Because, yeah, he didn't walk in. He walked one dude. That was it right there.
I think I don't know. I haven't really gotten a gauge quite for how he is behind the scenes. But if ever there was a day.
Seems like he has a ton of respect for the game.
Yeah, and as he should. I think you can have a ton of respect for the game and be like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, it just seems like he's one of those everybody likes to be around him kind of guys. So,
which I think, don't you think, though, that makes it all the more impactful when it does happen? Like if Shohei stepped in there and was like, hey, bullpen, what the hell? We're better than this. I feel like that could make a huge difference.
I'll go to the bullpen and start. By the way, Kevin, Aaron Glenn has announced that Justin Fields is out this week as he deals with a concussion. Tyrod Taylor will start against the Bucs.
And those concussions they're terrible to see and they are tricky to manage. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, It's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.